The dawn rose gray and rainy. As fighters took formation on the beaches, they frowned skyward, cursed and muttered of signs. For many days they had lived here in sunlight and warmth. On the eve of battle, the sky gods raged. Wind whipped the palms. The waves crashed like watery demons, and the sand blew. The land itself rages today, Valian thought. He stood on the beach, staring north into the roiling waters. Today the wrath of man and sky will descend upon you, Cadicus. His fighters stood around him, standing still in their formations, staring north with hard eyes. The wind whipped their hair, and the rain stung their faces, yet they did not flinch. 5,000 fighters marshaled here. Vire Requis and Tyrans stood together. Today, they were one army. Valian looked at them, one by one. He wanted to see warriors. He wanted to see howling, bloodthirsty fighters chanting for victory. He wanted to see a hammer ready to crush the legions. Instead, he saw friends. He saw families. He saw Kaelin, the woman he loved, her hair a banner of gold under the clouds. We are not warriors, he thought. We are husbands, wives, brothers, sisters. We are outcasts, and we are dreamers. We are a single light shining through the storm. He shifted. He stood upon the sand as a dragon, roared so the island could hear, and blasted fire upward, a pillar to lead his people. Arise! He howled, his voice still strangled, but loud enough to peal across the beach. Arise, dragons of Requiem! Arise, warriors of Tyranor! Today, our hiding ends! Today we fly! To war! To glory! To victory! Around him, his fellow dragons shifted too. 3,000 scaly beasts roared, blew fire, and lit the storm. Glory, he wondered. Victory. What did those have to do with war? War was not glorious. War never ended with victory. They flew to men screaming in the mud. Limbs torn off, bones shattered. They flew to more grieving widows. To more pain, to more death and nightmares that would forever haunt them. Yet Valian was the leader. He was heir to great rulers who had led Requiem in battle. Roaring upon the beach, he thought of those who had come before him. The legendary King Benedictus, who had fought the Griffins. The noble King Elithor, who had defeated the Phoenixes. And the wise Queen Lyanna, who had slain demons and raised Requiem from ruin. I am no noble, brave leader like they were, Valian thought, the rain peppering his scales. I am too hurt, too haunted, too afraid. Yet the people needed that leader now. They needed a king, a hero, a leader of legend. And so he roared for glory, for victory, for freedom. And so he gave them the courage he himself lacked. The Tyrans, men and women without the ancient magic, mounted the dragons. Each fighter wielded an arquebus, a saber, and a spear. Maya climbed onto Kaelin's back, grabbed the horn of her makeshift saddle, and raised her chin. Her father, the gruff Syla, climbed onto Valian's saddle. So, said the merchant captain, I've gone from leading a fleet of ships to a flight of dragons. Valian grumbled beneath him. You could steer your ships, captain. This dragon flies where he will. He gritted his teeth. Hold on tight. You might have sailed through storms, but you've never flown through one. With that, he kicked off the sand, beat his wings, and soared. Around him, the dragons of Requiem rose, roaring fire through the rain. The wind whipped them, but their wings beat powerfully, driving them forward. They soared through the storm. The waves crashed below. Fire, wind, and water churned like a primordial world before creation. They left the island behind. They left the children, the elders, and the infirm. They flew through the storm, 5,000 souls, a drop against the ocean of the legions. The sea rolled beneath them. A haze of darkness lay ahead. Valian looked at Kaelin, who flew at his side. Their eyes met through the rain. Her scales glimmered with raindrops. And her eyes were sad, yet hopeful and knowing. He thought of last night, and the memory warmed him. I fight for the memory of Requiem. I fight for a legacy of light, but I also fight for you. The storm clouds broke ahead, and a single ray of light fell into the sea, a glowing column of gold. Valian flew toward it. It would guide him home.